Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Representative Mitchell and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Help us to carry these wonderful gifts in our own hearts and our own lives. May we minister these in the great, to all in the great state of Montana. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will take the roll.
Mr. Speaker, 98 members are present. Representative Rhonda Knutson is excused.
Quorum is present and the House is ready for business. Are there any introductions? Representative Fitzgerald.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to be off the record and out of the journal for the purposes of an announcement.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been asked to remind everybody in the House that the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks open house is tonight at the Fish and Wildlife Parks headquarters just across the street to the east here from 5:30 to 7:30. All legislators and guests are welcome. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lynch.
Mr. Speaker, I request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
So ordered.
I would like to introduce Elaine Ryan from Butte, America, who came to watch me on my first bill on the floor. Thank you.
Welcome to the House.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Representative Stromswald.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an announcement.
So ordered.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I would like to announce that I have become an aunt today. My older sister gave birth to Jameson Patrick Foster this morning at 8:20. He was 7 pounds, 4.6 ounces, and 8 inches long, 18 inches long. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Logie.
Mr. Speaker, I request to be off the record, not on the journal, for the purpose of an announcement.
So ordered.
Mr. Speaker and body, you got a note on your table today, and it's talking about a lunch tomorrow in room 303. What this is, it's going to be dealing with some of the CDL entry-level positions, but it'll answer some questions on the CDL problems we've been having around the state. So I encourage everybody to go there for lunch and listen. Thank you.
Representative Casey Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request to be off the record now of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to introduce Kelly Mujo, up in the back gallery, assistant to our Attorney General.
Welcome to the House. Seeing no further introductions, order business number one, communications and petitions.
Mr. Speaker, this letter serves as your official notification that a vacancy exists in House District 29 following the resignation of Representative Doug Flament. Sincerely, Dana Corzine, Elections Director, Office of the Secretary of State. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number two, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee on Business and Labor recommend that House Bills 123, 144, 166 do pass as amended. Signed, Representative Ed Buttrey, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, recommend that House Bills 99 and 133 do pass. Signed, Representative Ross Fitzgerald, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on Local Government, recommend that House Bill 35 do pass as amended. Signed, Representative Larry Brewster, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we, your Committee on State Administration, recommend that House Bills 91, 117, 132 do pass. Signed, Representative Julie Dooling, Chair. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 3, reports of select committees.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 4, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the Senate to inform the House of Representatives of the following actions. The following Senate joint resolution was on this day read through several times and passed, title and history agreed to, and is herewith transmitted to the House for concurrence. SJ1 Fitzpatrick. Signed, Marilyn Miller, Secretary of the Senate. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 5, messages from the Governor.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 6, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. Speaker, House Bills 217 through 224 are introduced, read first time, and referred to committee. All are posted. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 7, second reading of bills. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House resolve itself into a committee of the whole for consideration of business on second reading.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. And I appoint Representative Casey Knutson, Chair of the Committee of the Whole, for the day.
Members of the committee will please be in order. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 25. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 25, introduced by Welch, a bill for an act entitled An Act Repealing the Property Tax Abatement for Graywater Systems, repealing sections and providing an immediate effective date and a retroactive applicability date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Welch?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 25, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Welch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the body, you have before you a one-page bill. It has to do with part of the Regulation Reduction Act. This bill has to do with gray water. If you look at the fiscal note, it gives you a good idea right on the bottom of it. There is no fiscal impact, but it does give you an idea. There's only one of these systems that's been used under this law. That system is in the southern part of Gallatin County. That system would continue to be grandfathered in to the program. If someone were to sign up and had used this program, they got a 9% reduction in their property value. It affected their taxable value. Then, obviously, their taxes a little bit. So no one's using this. We did have a good discussion in committee about it. Had comments from one committee member who's been involved with septic systems for a number of years, indicated pretty much that this now is handled by counties by themselves, if done at all. And the thought process is that if there is a need for this ever again, they can come back to the legislature with current information and acknowledge the current technology that's out there. So at this point, I just ask for a due pass on this bill.
Is there discussion on House Bill 25? There being no discussion, would the sponsor like to close? Sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Welch that when this committee does rise and report after having had it a consideration, House Bill 25, or recommend the same due pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Knutson votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 95 members have voted aye, 4 have voted no.
House Bill 25 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 30. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 30, introduced by Buckley, a bill for an act entitled An Act Generally Revising Montana Mortgage Laws, adopting prudential standards for non-bank mortgage servicers, providing for applicability and exclusions, providing for financial conditions and corporate governance of servicers, granting authorization to the Department of Administration regarding servicers, allowing remote work for a mortgage business, providing rulemaking authority, providing definitions, amending sections, repealing sections, and providing an effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Buckley?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 30, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Buckley.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, today I bring before you House Bill 30, brought to you by the Montana Division of Banking to address several changes in the mortgage industry, which have necessitated a need for updates to our code. The bill does a few things. It allows the Division of Banking to adopt prudential or financial standards for large non-depository mortgage servicers mortgage servicers, which gives it statutory authority over these entities. It ensures that these entities comply with industry standards. The bill also allows individuals in the mortgage industry to work remotely, which has come up over the past couple years, so they can work remotely under certain conditions, and if doing so, it eliminates the requirement for these workers to obtain branch licenses. It also ensures confidential borrower information is handled properly. The bill eliminates the fee paid by mortgage companies for the department examinations, and in short, it just allows Montana's oversight of the mortgage, and ensures that our oversight of the mortgage industry aligns with other states. It codifies the necessary components of consumer protection in a changing industry. With that, I ask for a due pass. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion on the bill? There being no discussion, would the sponsor like to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Buckley that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 30, it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Knutson votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 98 representatives voted aye. One has voted no.
House Bill 30 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 110. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 110, introduced by Mercer, a bill for an act entitled, An Act Making Permanent the Interim Budget Committees, exempting those committees from interim study assignments, amending sections, repealing sections, and providing an immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Mercer?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 110, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Mercer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the 2021 session, the legislature, with the support of the governor, enacted House Bill 497. And the way I think you can best understand the interim budget committee process is, for those of your colleagues that are on the Appropriations Committee, we spend about the first 35 days of the session meeting in joint subcommittees and going over all the aspects of the budgets that have been presented by the governor for the units of state government that are assigned to our subcommittees. And historically, or at least as far back as I can recall, it was a strange process in that we worked really diligently for about 35 days, and we completed our work and made recommendations to the full House Appropriations Committee on what should be in House Bill 2, and then the curtain dropped, and we never met again. And so House Bill 497 stood for the proposition that when you have that many people focused on what the budget should be for the next biennium, essentially doing the oversight of how the executive branch is working with respect to appropriations and what it should do in the next biennium, it doesn't make any sense to have that curtain drop and have all that expertise and all that work just stop. We do have a Legislative Finance Committee, but it doesn't include broad-based membership of all those IBCs, all those session subcommittees. And so this mechanism was designed to say, let's keep those groups together, let's have them meet quarterly, and let's have them essentially oversee what the executive branch and the judicial branch has done on a department-wide basis with the appropriation that we gave them. So it really is a chance for us to build capacity within the legislative branch to really understand what agencies are doing. I think it brings some accountability with respect to the agencies who are coming in to see us on a quarterly basis based upon the fact that we're meeting quarterly to talk about what they have done throughout that interim time. And it really gives us a jump start, if it works correctly, on the appropriations process as we begin a new legislative session, because we've been tracking what's happening with expenditures, where we might be on supplementals, all the things that we're worried about, and again, most importantly, helps us understand how they're implementing what we thought they were going to implement based upon what they asked for in their budgets. So, as you can see from the fiscal note, there is no impact for the biennium 24 and 25, and that's because we're removing a sunset if we enact this bill. There is a small fiscal note for fiscal years 26 and 27, because since 497 had a sunset, we didn't have anything projected for the out years
And so there is roughly $100,000 that would be incurred in 26 and 27. There also is a provision at the end of the bill that notes that interim budget committees may not be assigned interim studies. I've had a question on that, and I want to be clear that if the LFC says, hey, there's a financial or appropriations issue that we want an interim budget committee to look at, this wouldn't preclude that. What it does preclude is us passing a study bill and having appropriators who aren't on a policy committee be involved in doing interim studies. That's really going to undercut the oversight work that we should be doing. So that's House Bill 110, and I hope you'll go green. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. Is there discussion on the bill? Representative Wendy Boy, do you wish to speak on the bill?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wendy Boy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the bill, over the last 20 years, there has been many efforts that tried to make this whole process efficient, and I can attest to the proposition before us that this is probably the best I've seen it come forward, and gives us an opportunity to have a better look at the whole overall picture coming forward. And there has been a lot of relevancy on some of the issues that was brought to the interim committee. So I ask for a green vote.
Further discussion, Representative Seekins-Crowe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Having sat on an interim budget committee for the last 18 months, I can attest to how efficient this is as far as us going forward into this session right now. The communication that we can have with the departments, and for myself, actually, even learning what it's all about and being under the tutelage of the fine chair of Section D was really a great experience for me. But it's also opened my eyes as to what we need to be doing going forward. And I do believe it helps hold some of the departments a little bit accountable, and so that the expectations have already been set before we go into the session. So I'm going to encourage my colleagues, please vote green.
Further discussion, Representative Beattie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise in enthusiastic support of the efforts of my friend from Billings. Having gone through this particular process for Section E, I can attest that we have much better oversight over the spending of our agencies. And furthermore, we have the opportunity and have executed on that opportunity to take a look at selected new programs that are being implemented by the various agencies and ensure that legislative intent is being met as they set these programs up. I think this is a great thing. It provides us as the legislative branch the kind of influence we ought to have in the execution of the budgets of the state. So once again, I thank my friend from Billings.
Further discussion, Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And on the bill, I concur with everything that's been said so far. We hold a conversation in this body often about empowering the legislature. And yet, as the sponsor indicated, we often go home and we leave a list of things that we'd hope the agencies are doing, but we don't pay close attention to the fact of whether they're doing this. I was a bit skeptical when the sponsor brought this forward. We sometimes have to debate concepts for a while. I was wrong. This was one of the best ideas I've seen. It deserves to continue. It truly is about empowering the legislature. Vote green.
Further discussion, Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to just give another point of view on this, as I am also 100% in favor of this bill. But I would encourage all members of the legislature from policy committees that this is an excellent opportunity for you to find out what's going on in your agency area during the interim, too, as during the session, we don't always have an opportunity to attend the appropriations procedures. This was a very good opportunity for me personally to sit in on these interim budget committees during the interim and actually get down to the business of the policy that we set during the session. So also think this is a great idea.
There being no further discussion, would the sponsor like to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Mercer that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 110, it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Knutson votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 110 is passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 121. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 121, introduced by Minor, a bill for an act entitled An Act Requiring the Return to the Federal Government of Lodging Tax Revenue Paid with Federal Funds and Amending Sections. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Minor?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 121, that it recommended the same do pass.
Representative Minor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Currently, statute requires the Department of Revenue to distribute a portion of the 4% lodging facilities use tax and a portion of the 1% sales and tax payments that were paid with the federal funds to the agency that made the in-state lodging and or sales and use tax expenditure. This becomes problematic when federal programs expire or are not in operation at the time the fiscal year and distribution of the lodging tax is completed. Since the programs are not active, agencies have no way to return the funds directly to the program. Since the Department of Administration already returns other federal monies to the federal government, it makes sense for the DOA to remit lodging tax and sales and use tax disbursements back to the federal government for all agencies as part of their normal redistribution process. This bill has been requested by the Department of Revenue. Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion on the bill? There being no discussion, would the sponsor like to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Minor that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 121, it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Knudsen votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 98 representatives have voted aye. 1 has voted no.
House Bill 121 is passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 138. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 138, introduced by Welch, a bill for an act entitled An Act Generally Revising the Bank Act, abolishing the State Banking Board, providing for the chartering of state-chartered banks by the Department and the Commissioner of Banking, allowing rulemaking on implementing the process for new charters, clarifying the application of general corporate law into Bank Act, allowing rulemaking for the approval of Shell Bank, requiring approval for loan production offices, requiring an annual report of officers and directors, requiring an annual report of service and technology providers, requiring an incident reporting, removing report calls from the confidentiality section, allowing banks to have treasurers or cashiers, allowing out-of-state, state-chartered banks to use the word bank under certain circumstances, allowing banks to pay dividends under certain circumstances, amending emergency closure provisions, simplifying the emergency closure process, providing rulemaking authority, amending sections, repealing sections, and providing effective dates. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Welch?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 138, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Welch.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, with the long title, obviously we're cleaning up a lot of things. The state banking bill and laws have not been changed substantially since 1931. That's why we have all the changes reflected in this bill. We're just modernizing, obviously, technology, customer behavior, all of those things have changed. So all this bill does is bring us into the 21st century, 22nd century, and cleans up a lot of things. We will be eliminating the State Banking Board. They have not met in years, so there's no need of having them at all. Those duties will now be handled by the Commissioner of Banking themselves. So a large cleanup bill, but one that's very necessary. The agency has done the Banking Commissioner has done a great job on this, their staff, and I'm sure we didn't get everything perfect, but there's an awful lot of cleanup in there. So I ask for your support. Green light, please.
I think after that, going through that bill title, our bill reader needs a little bit of a round of applause. Is there discussion on the bill? There being no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Welch that when this committee does rise and report after having had it a consideration, House Bill 138, I recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Knudsen votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 138 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 139. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 139, introduced by Welch, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Laws Related to Mutual Associations, requiring mutual association member approval of a mutual association merger, amending sections and providing an immediate effective date and applicability date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Welch?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 139, that I recommend the same do pass.
Representative Welch.
Welcome to Tom Welch Day at the Legislature. The Speaker gave me permission. I asked first. What this bill does, House Bill 139, if some of you who were, or most of you who were here 2 years ago, we cleaned up a lot of the language having to do with mutual savings and loans, mutual institutions. We missed a couple of things in doing that. That's all this bill does, is clean up those things that obviously came to our mind and the practicality of what we were doing. So there's a couple of changes in there. We did also have to add an amendment at committee time because we used the words credit union instead of mutual institution. So that change is in there. Straightforward bill. As most of you know, I spent 40-some years working for a mutual institution. So this is a good bill. Do pass, please.
Is there a discussion on House Bill 139? There being no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Welch that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 139, I recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Rhonda Knudsen votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye. 0 have voted no.
House Bill 139 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, have before you for your consideration House Bill 142. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 142, introduced by Lynch, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Laws Related to Unemployment Insurance and False Claims, ensuring appropriate restitution for false claims, clarifying that theft from unemployment insurance is theft from a public agency, and amending sections. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Lynch?
Mr. Chair, I move that when the committee does rise and report after having under consideration Bill number 142, that it is recommended the same do pass.
Representative Lynch.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, House Bill 142 was brought to me by Department of Labor and Industry. This bill makes clear that the theft of unemployment benefits is a specific type of theft under criminal law and clarifies the potential charges and penalties faced by those suspected of UI theft. Additionally, this bill clarifies conviction for false claim to public agency, entitles the department to restitution to include the assessed administrative penalties. It was passed unanimously in business and labor, and I hope for a do pass. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion on House Bill 142? There being no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Lynch that when this committee does rise and report after having had it a consideration House Bill 142, it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Rhonda Knudsen votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 142 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 160. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 160, introduced by Harvey, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Beer Advertising Limitations by removing the restriction that a retail licensee may not display or permit to be displayed beer advertising on the exterior of a building adjacent to the licensee's premises, and amending section. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Harvey?
Mr. Chairman, I move when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 160. I recommend the same do pass.
Representative Harvey.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, today I bring you House Bill 160 on behalf of the Montana Department of Revenue. House Bill 160 deals with licensed alcohol beverage retailers. Currently, they are prohibited from allowing beer advertising on buildings that are adjacent to their establishment. This bill will remove that restriction. Current statute prohibits licensees from displaying beer advertising or permitting beer advertising to be displayed on their building or any building adjacent to their licensed premises. In many cases, these retail locations have no control over the building that is adjacent to theirs. This simply puts restrictions and burdens on these small businesses that shouldn't be there. The restrictions for their buildings stay in place as far as advertising. And this does not stop localities from bringing forward zoning laws pertaining to advertising. So if you believe in individual property rights for business owners, this is the bill for you. Go green.
Is there discussion on House Bill 160? There being no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Harvey that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 160, I recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Rhonda Knudsen votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 92 representatives have voted aye. 7 have voted no.
House Bill 160 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, have before you for your consideration House Bill 162. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 162, introduced by Mitchell, a bill for an act entitled An Act Allowing Electronic Validation for All Species That Require a Carcass Tag, amending section and providing an immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Mitchell?
Mr. Chair, I move when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 162 that I recommend the same do pass.
Representative Mitchell.
Thank you, Chair. Members, current statute limits electronically validated tags to game animals and wild turkeys only. This bill will simply allow for an optional e-tagging availability to any species that require a carcass tag. There were questions in committee on how this works. Basically, when you purchase a tag currently, you get the piece of paper that I'm sure all of us are used to. But now you have the option to purchase an e-tag, which uses FWP's app. And once you harvest an animal, you push a button in that app and it confirms your harvest for you. There were also questions in committee on how meat processors, taxidermists can verify that these are legal harvests. For my family, you know, we've been in the meat processing industry for 80 years, so this is one of our first questions, of course, also. It's very simple. Once a harvest has been validated by that app, you receive a confirmation number, and then you can then bring it to those processors or taxidermists, and they can verify that for you. It's a good bill, and request a green. Thank you.
Is there discussion on House Bill 162? There being no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Mitchell that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 162, recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Rhonda Knudsen votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye. 0 have voted no.
House Bill 162 has passed second reading. The chair recognizes Majority Leader Benton.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee rise and report.
You have heard the motion of Majority Leader Benton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, we are a committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, recommend as follows.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of the committee report.
For the motion to adopt the committee report, all those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 94 representatives have voted aye, 2 have voted no.
The committee report has been adopted. Thank you, Representative Knudsen. Order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 18, introduced by Running Wolf, a bill for an act entitled Established Missing Persons Response Team Training Grant Program.
House Bill 18, having read three several times, the question is, shall a bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye. Zero have voted no.
House Bill 18 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 58, introduced by Yakovich, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to State Debt Collection Services by Department of Revenue.
House Bill 58, having been read three several times, the question is, shall a bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye. Zero have voted no.
House Bill 58 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 63, introduced by Kearns, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Liability Laws Related to Armed Forces and National Guard.
House Bill 63, having been read three several times, the question is, shall a bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 97 representatives have voted aye. Zero have voted no.
House Bill 63 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 71, introduced by Logie, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revise Alcohol Licenses Relating to the Transfer of Licenses.
House Bill 71, having been read three several times, the question is, shall a bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 95 representatives have voted aye. Three have voted no.
House Bill 71 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 77, introduced by Galloway, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Public Safety Officer Appointing Authorities.
House Bill 77 has been read three several times. The question is, shall a bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye. And those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye. Zero have voted no.
House Bill 77 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 78, introduced by Galloway, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Public Safety Officer Appointing Authorities.
House Bill 78 has been read three several times. The question is, shall a bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 97 representatives have voted aye. Zero have voted no.
House Bill 78 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 124, introduced by Bergstrom, a bill for an act entitled Providing for Quarterly Collection of Beer, Wine, and Hard Cider Taxes.
House Bill 124 has been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 95 representatives have voted aye. Three have voted no.
House Bill 124 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 148, introduced by Binkley, a bill for an act entitled Revised Information Technology Board Membership.
House Bill 148 has been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye. Zero have voted no.
House Bill 148 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Joint Resolution 1, introduced by Sheldon Galloway, a bill for an act entitled Request Interim Study on Missing Youth.
HJ 1, having been read three several times, the question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Representative Kirk Carpenter. If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 96 representatives have voted aye. Two have voted no.
HJ 1 has passed the House.
That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 9, motions. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move to re-refer House Bill 185, increase appropriations to MSU Fire Service Training School from Natural Resources Committee to the Appropriations Committee. Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, so ordered. Any further motions? Seeing none, order business number 10, unfinished business.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to House Rule 50-210, I request my vote to be recorded on the following Election Security Committee. Signed, Representative Courtney Sprunger. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 11, special orders of the day.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 12, announcement of committee meetings. Representative Caleb Hinkle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Legislative Administration, noon tomorrow, one bill.
Representative Logie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, Transportation Committee meets down by the post office, by the circle, and we're taking a field trip to MDT headquarters. And previously I announced the luncheon and the discussion of the commercial driver's license as tomorrow, and that is Friday. I be corrected, please. Thank you.
Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations will meet at 3 p.m.
Representative Hopkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section F, tomorrow, 317B, 8 a.m., continuing with House Bill 12.
Representative Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Energy will meet today at 3 p.m. We've got two bills.
Representative Fitzgerald.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will not meet tomorrow, Thursday, at 3. Will not meet. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Amy Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., room 137, three bills, and some executive action.
Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Human Services will meet today at 3 o'clock with a presentation from Behavioral Health and Disability Services. Any legislator who does not have a committee is welcome to find out what's going on in that very important topic.
Representative Buttrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Business and Labor, 172, 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, four bills.
Representative Mercer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Joint Select Committee on Redistricting will meet tomorrow for an organizational meeting at 2 p.m., room 317. Thank you.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education, 3 o'clock today, room 137, one bill, two executive actions.
Representative Beattie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section E will not meet tomorrow.
Representative Cashmire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Ag tomorrow, 3 o'clock, room 137, one bill.
Representative Fielder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Taxation will not meet tomorrow on Thursday. Our next meeting will be 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday in room 152.
Representative Brewster.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. House of Government will meet tomorrow at 3 p.m., room 472, three bills and two executive actions.
Representative Dooling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Administration, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., room 455. We will have some agency introductions, hear two bills, and some more executive action. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Schillinger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section C, Transportation, Natural Resources, wrapped up. Transportation today, we'll take public comment tomorrow, so it'll be a short session, 9 o'clock, 317. Thank you.
Representative Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section A, General Government, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., room 350.
Representative Gunderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Natural Resources, room 172, 3 p.m. today, two bills, possible EAs.
Representative Carter, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. Speaker, I wish to be off the record now the journal for congratulations.
So ordered.
Mr. Speaker, I just noted that our voting board did not crash today. I wanted to thank IT Services for their fix from yesterday.
So ordered. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn and reconvene Thursday, the ninth legislative day, at 1 p.m.
For the motion, Majority Leader Vinton, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House will reconvene at 1 p.m. on January 12th. The House is adjourned.
Ladies and gentlemen, the two-hour rule is now in effect. We respectfully request all unauthorized persons to leave the House chamber at this time. Thank you.
Check. 1, 2. All right. Interesting. Okay. All right, checking on this one. I'm going to do a little wiggle here. Check 1, 2. Is it cutting out? Sounds good. Okay. Alright, check on this one. Check 2, 1, 2. Stress test. Alright, you hearing me? Cool. Alright, we'll take it. All right, quick mic check over here. Seat 11. Just making sure it stays. All right, good, thank you.